Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DeCamera, Rhea Hughes, Fran Rojas hanging out. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Let your journey begin in the completely redesigned 2025 Equinox from Armand Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Visit armandchevy.com. Are you back in on the fills? A, yes, B, no. See if this weekend's win, the last 10 of 13, has got you kind of back in on the fills. I'm there, John. I've been hesitant. I've been, you know, wait and see. This team showed me a lot over the last couple weeks. And, you know, the more I look at them, look around the league, look at this staff, I'm starting to believe in this squad.
Yeah, 10 of 13, as you said. That sounds pretty good. You know, this weekend against a Mets team that has been good. Now, they were, you know, slumping a bit before
Still kind of slumping.
So
in the middle of it.
Yeah, we're helping them slump along. So good for us, but, you know, we won by a football score. It was 21-14. It felt like the bats were going a little bit better. Well, let's leave out the two-run game. But, yeah, the runs, when you look at the overall production of this series, 21-14 is pretty awesome. That's some exciting baseball. I love it when we go yard. That's the way we seem to work best. But seeing that the Phillies' 44th game where the starter goes six innings, you get that again with Luzardo. That starting pitching, always so great. The bare minimum offensively is required with this team, it feels like, which is awesome. But it was cool seeing Edmundo yesterday.
Edmundo, he'd been struggling too. So.
Put him over. I mean, that was the rut. It made it 5-0.
That was the big hit of the game. That kind of ended it. Schwarber got him going, and then Edmundo, the big hit.
Sealed the deal. Great to see that after, you know,
the boneheaded play at second base. Yeah, I always love seeing
guys. Still are not the greatest baser.
No, but I do love when guys, you know, can kind of make up in the moment for something like that. But I agree with you.
Pickoff move.
It was, but you know, you get caught sleeping. You know, you got to be locked in there, and that was a big spot.
Feeling.
Yeah, but able to your point to bounce back and obviously give them the biggest hit of the game. Really, really good to see. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can win a great prize today. Let's go to the phones and talk to Neil in the Northeast. What up, Neil?
Hey, how are you?
Good, Neil.
Good, Neil. What's up?
Lizardo, definitely.
He's
stellar again. Yeah, no doubt. And he deserves a standing ovation. And the pitching is stellar. It's really carrying the Phillies. And the hitting's picked up. Like you said, Stott had a great week. Marsh has been hot the last two or three weeks.
Yeah.
And Realmuto, he has above average speed, so he could, you know, like do
sure
that,
does.
You know, like, you know, so.
Yeah, he's really fast, and Casty's slow,
super
obviously,
fast.
And that
Casty's
led to that
Casty's slow,
play.
But he's also still a little bit peeved.
Dude, I felt like the whole weekend, I feel like ever since that Florida game, he has played with an edge. I mean, has he swung at every single first pitch that he has seen?
So.
I think he's just going up. He's like, "Rah, I'm angry." And he's running angry and all
Hulk
that.
Hulk smash mode. He's in Hulk smash mode.
That's a perfect way
and
to put it.
And part of Hulk smash mode
the
for Casty is the, it's like the slow-mo Rocky III Sly Stallone on the beach next to Carl Weathers is an inefficient runner mode.
Yep.
That's Casty.
Yep.
When he's in this mode.
Yeah.
I was suggesting, guys, James, you and your daughter, maybe, and your wife, go for the fireworks game either June 30th or July 1st at the Phillies against San Diego. The fireworks, they do a real good job.
No, they do a great
job.
It's
a big series.
San
Diego.
Yeah, I want to go to that.
Yeah, it's a big series.
I want to go to that, too.
You should.
Through Ava.
We should make it a date.
Ooh, I like this.
When is this?
The July 1st, July 2nd, that weekend. Yeah.
Wow.
I like this.
July 1st against San Diego.
I
like them to take, you know, against Houston and Atlanta, at least 4 out of 6 against them. you know, going in.
Yeah, Neil, great call. And it is, you know, you want to see them keep the momentum going and, you know, continue to kind of build on this, but...
I'm nervous. But this feels like, for me, it always comes back to that World Series against the Astros, and now we've come full circle with our host of incredible pitchers, you know, especially the...
We have better pitching than the Astros.
Yeah. That feels amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy to think that 2022. The World Series.
It was 2022.
Sitting there thinking, hey, if only we could look like that Houston team. Here we are. We've surpassed that. We've surpassed that Houston team. And we'll see if we can prove it on the diamond. What? These series.
It's getting
all
exciting.
Sorts of drama.
I love it. Yeah, it's getting exciting. All right, let's get to the win note of the weekend.
Sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big summer sales event. Receive 40% off all windows and doors. Call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com.
All right, so obviously Phillies action this weekend in the baseball world. The NBA Finals, like we just talked about, the Oklahoma City Thunder winning the championship after a really dominant season. You know, Indiana took them deep, and they had some tough playoff runs there. But Oklahoma City, really the best team all year,
yeah.
MVP, the whole thing, and they ended up winning it out.
TJ McConnell,
shout out to TJ. What a series! What a run for that guy.
The way that he was, man, he was kicking and screaming and refusing to quit.
He was doing everything he could. You know, they were outmatched once Halliburton went down.
They were up by 1 point at halftime.
Yeah, look, they were
remarkable.
Yeah, really. I said it earlier. I really think we got cheated last night out of a potentially all time game, because
all time,
you know,
finish. It could
have
been.
Yeah, it really was. It looked like it was going to be a really exciting game seven. But in addition, the NBA, a lot of action yesterday. How about Kevin Durant traded to the Rockets? The Houston Rockets get Durant. The Phoenix Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks. Five second-round picks and the number 10 pick in the draft. Seems like a light return for Durant. Richie, what'd you make of the Durant trade? And look, I saw a lot of people, you know, talking about with, you know, Halliburton going down and Tatum's down and all that. And then, you know, Durant gets traded to the West, stays in the West. Like, you know, with some Sixers positivity I was seeing yesterday, believe it or not. Say, oh, the East is wide open.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, though, this is what I was seeing. And I'm right that we're not
delusional.
None of us are there. Yeah.
This is his fifth team. Durant's fifth team. Man. And he still has the ability to change games, to change seasons. That's... who else do you think they'll continue? I mean, who will they continue to mold that team to his preferences? Who else will they add eventually?
They're pretty good. I mean, they got some young talent. Like, they were the two seed.
It's a good addition
year.
For
yeah,
them.
It's smart. I think it makes
it cost a lot.
Now, I do think the interesting thing.
How long will it take for them to actually be there?
Right away. I mean, they're the two there. Seed this year. Yeah, oh, yeah. They're one of the title contenders this year.
So their odds have now.
I didn't check, but I'm sure I haven't checked. I'm sure OKC is still the favorite. But I do think it's interesting in the sense that the Devin Booker thing becomes very interesting. He is someone like
Oh my gosh.
I'm very with where we're all at in the terms of like draft someone at three. I don't believe in Embiid. I don't believe in Paul George. But like if you could get Devin Booker, like that's an interesting guy to you know take a shot with and build around, Embiid or not. So interesting stuff going on with the NBA. And look, the draft's this week, right? Or is
Wednesday,
it next week?
Right?
Is it this week, right?
It's this week,
Thursday, I think it is, maybe. Unbelievable how the draft is kind of just snuck up on us. 26, right? Is it Thursday, I think it is, Rhea? Yeah, so.
It is Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday it is. Yep. Okay, so yes, we got the NBA draft this week. The Sixers with the third pick. So a lot going on this weekend. All right, 215-592-9494. Back to the phone.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
In a minute, but let's give you a shot on those phones to win some tickets today. Win a pair of tickets to see the Bare Naked Ladies Last Summer on Earth tour at the Met Philadelphia July 22nd. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Today, in 1989, the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids came out. Notable for many things, but one of which is honey in the title. John, honey is a food, among other things. Can be one
do not like honey.
Huh?
I do not like honey.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
That's a bold.
That's,
I know. Bold.
That's rough.
I'm aware
yeah.
of that.
Yeah. Only in tea.
Especially.
Yeah, so I mean, honey is used as like, it's almost a synonym for just, you know, goodness and sweetness in the world. And
honey
positive.
Is the
shockingly,
only...
and I don't yeah. like it.
Is it the that, only that food good, that never good. Spoils?
It might be. I know it might be. Yeah. I know it definitely never spoils. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
But that's a shame. And it helps with allergies.
Well,
you know,
I do use it like in the when I have a cold, because it does help with your sore throat. So I yeah, suck it up then, but I'm not a fan. It's too sweet for me.
I'm a huge consumer.
I think honey is delightful.
Honey.
I don't
I
consume
love it.
It enough.
Delightful.
But it is. I love honey.
I've
I mean,
got a whole different, yeah, I just like hot sauces are in the fridge door. I've got the honeys
look at you.
Right next to the bread and
strong.
Stuff. An assemblage of honeys.
I love that.
Yeah, the different localities. And then you've got the different sources of like what the bee was pollinating. You know, so like clover, or you got the different types of wildflower,
wow.
maybe, depending on what they're pollinating. It affects the sweetness of the honey
itself.
There
you go. Look at this.
And then what's going on with this Manuka honey stuff? This Manuka honey is apparently
never
a modern Marvel superfood.
Really?
Yeah. That's got all sorts of crazy enzymes that are boosting everything healthful in your body.
All right.
So Manuka.
Got to look into
honey.
That. Manuka honey. All
and
right.
And it tastes great.
Okay. Well, that's... Yeah, you know, a given with honey. All right, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, a movie title.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
That has honey in it, food in it. All right, so
what's the food in the title?
Have to do to win the ticket
Side
today?
By honey.
Give us a title. It could be a book, a movie, a TV show, whatever, that has a food or a drink in it. Any sort of food or drink in the title. And we are be liberal with this. Again, you know, honey. So any answer with food or drink in the title. John Ritchie, what do you got?
I'm going to go so obvious with this one because it was my favorite book growing up for a certain span. Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs.
Oh,
yes.
My God, John. I can't believe that's what I was going to use.
No way. Wow. Really?
Yeah, I love it because the same reason.
Well, there
it.
Is
a
one. There
There's
is
a
sequel. There's a sequel.
Ooh. Cloudier,
to,
right?
No. It's another one, but there's a good one you can use, Rhea. It's my favorite book. And the drawings in the illustrations
amazing.
In the Cloudy with the Chance of Meatballs and the sequel are so fantastic. As soon as I had kids, I had to go get those books.
Love it.
So they
yeah,
could read
no,
them
it's
too.
All-timer.
Yeah,
all-timer.
Sure.
So did you want to pivot, Rhea?
I have another one.
Okay, what do you got?
Also one of my favorite books and favorite movie, Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, great, great answer. Classic one, Fried Green Tomatoes. Fran Rojas producing the show today. Fran, you got a title with food or drink in it?
I think I'm taking a haymaker off the table. Going American Pie.
Oh, that is, and the song. That's a double whammy haymaker.
Wow.
But that, you know what? It's probably
reason.
Good you took that off, especially because, I mean, the song is, it's hard to beat.
Yeah,
I will take A Clockwork Orange, also a book and a movie. How about that? We got a real book and a movie theme going here. It's real good.
That's tricky.
Because orange a food.
You're not thinking.
You know, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Think. There's all kinds of examples. I mean, any drink, any food, it will work. 215-592-9494. Best answer will win the Bare Naked Lady tickets. Let's go back to the phones and talk to our buddy Patrick in Tabernacle. What up, Pat?
Hey, morning, everybody. How we doing?
Doing great, Patrick. How about you?
Doing well. Hey, John Ritchie, you got a chance to check out my grandson last week. He hoisted the championship trophy.
Hey!
That's so awesome.
It, dude, it was.
Congratulations.
Man, it was so cool. And you know what? Yeah, Little League, you know what? Little League games are unbelievable to watch. This was an extra inning game also, but super stoked with that. And the Phils coming back to check the Phillies beat the Mets anytime is good. And to see the bats.
Yeah, Patrick, where are you at? Because you've been very hesitant to be in on this team. I feel like,
you know what? I'm excited when they beat when it's series. Listen, they had a tough stretch. They're winning. I'm thinking, and you know, I'm actually driving through New York, coming home the Bronx, and go by the old Shea Stadium, all that, and like just smiling. You know, I think I still am where I am. You know, I take these series wins when we get them. And you know, I like to see the bats come alive. I'm definitely, listen, we're solid. We all know we're solid with the starting pitching, you know, and you know, I'm enjoying the season, James. You know, I'm enjoying the wins. I get frustrated with the losses, and the closer I get to the playoffs, you know, I just hope we get, you know, keep the bats going. That's with me is, you know, we can't hit like this every game and, you know, every series. I know that, but listen, it's a critical series. You know, critical series, almost middle of the season, and they took care of business. So I'm excited with that for sure.
Yeah, it's a good way to put. Look, you know, we've been through the last 3 years, and I think that that's kind of just hanging over the season is no matter what happens in the regular season, we're all going to have that, you know, fear that once the playoffs come around, that the approach is going to change. They're going to be swinging at stuff outside. We're going to see the same thing we've seen the last couple of playoffs. But you know, to the point you're making, you know, in terms of enjoying the series wins, I do think that you do have to give them credit for what you're seeing in the moment, too. I mean, we had, like, Trey Turner. I mean, we, and deservedly so, destroyed that guy. And he deserved every word that was said about him. But you know what? On the flip side, he deserved, and it's half a season. He has to finish it out. He has to do it all year and all that. But you know,
might be the guy that we were getting.
I mean, him and Schwarber are the MVPs of the team, you know, outside of pitching, like, by far this year. I mean, he's got the most hits in the National League. He's batting over 300. And not just that, it's been consistent. It's not just like, oh, he batted 380 in 1 month and 240 in the other. He's batting, like, 310, 307. Like, he's just, like, keeps consistently hitting each week, each month. And I do think at a certain point we have to step back and say, all right, Trey, you know, like, nice, man.
Yeah. You're putting together a hell of a season, buddy. And the defense has been
better. Yeah, it's been better.
Nothing egregious, you know, and I guess I'm thankful. And it does feel like, I don't know, maybe you're putting time in and working to get better. It does feel like that's a trend with a lot of these guys. They put the time in. So, and of course, we appreciate that a ton. So, man, Trey, batting 300 still at this point. It was not a flash in the pan. And I'm amazed, too. Alec Bohm. I mean, Alec Bohm was batting
like 200. Yeah, exactly.
It was horrendous, the hole that he dug for himself. And it's horrendous, the hole that I put him in myself.
Yeah.
Like I thought he would never emerge from the darkness. And man, he's batting 290 now, the guy. And it was cool. You know, they had him mic'd up yesterday. It was cool to listen to him.
It was pretty funny.
I expected it to be the vanilla-est thing you would ever hear. And he was
really
more personality than I expected.
Interesting. Yeah, I was proud and happy for him for the way that he presented himself in that, you know, moment. That was an opportunity, and he took advantage of it. I thought he did a great job. And that's great for him. That's great for us as a team. I mean, the guy is feeling good, and he's unbelievable as an offensive churner. You know, a guy who is just, no matter what, when you need a hit, he's just gonna find a way to put his bat on that ball and get to first, like and move the guy. You know, sacrifice fly somehow. Alec Bohm has been such an offensive weapon as of late. And I never thought he could get to this. He's second on the team right now in batting average. The hole. What do you remember what that hole was?
No, he was hitting right around to it. Yeah, no, he had a disastrous first month, and he's been really good since then. And look, they need him, Patrick. And we'll see to your initial point with the call and the overall point. Alec Bohm is certainly someone who, with the, you know, struggles in big moments and the way he's acted and stuff, he's like top of the list for I need to see him do it in the playoffs for me to feel great about what we're seeing now. But credit where due, he's been so much better and they need it. Patrick, you got an answer for us? Food or drink at a title?
Yeah, how about cheeseburger in paradise?
It's a great answer. Ooh. Yeah, little Jimmy Buffett on the nose. Yeah.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.